Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again. Hi, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve again. I'm your host, Genevieve. And, this is a podcast bringing you God's Word from a clear and a trans perspective. And I pray that your day is going well. Pray, Lord, that God is blessing you in every way.
Today's reading is from the 9th chapter of Luke. And I'm going to talk about the mission of the 12, knowing Jesus sent them out. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the gospel, proclaim the kingdom of God, and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news, curing diseases everywhere. Now we go to verse 10. On their return, the apostles told Jesus all they had done. He took them with him and withdrew privately to a city called Bethsaida. What I want to focus on today is verse 10. He took them after their journey. He took them and they withdrew privately to the city. Now imagine they were all tired. Imagine they were tired from the journey. And they were probably excited by all the things that God had been doing for them. And I chose this topic because there comes a time when, you know, after, you know, sometimes we need to withdraw privately, you know, to get away from, not get away, I would say kind of assess the situation, whatever our situation is. I think Jesus wanted to do was, of course, he wanted to find out what they did, what had happened and everything. But usually after some great events, there's always some wild letdown. But that doesn't mean that it's a futile thing. You know, sometimes you had to, you know, refocus and recharge. And that's a good thing. I've always marveled at a number of times in Scripture when Jesus withdrew to the mountains to pray after some great miracle. I know myself, I would have probably followed him at a distance to find out where he was going and what he was doing. But I think Jesus knew the meaning of withdrawing for a while, because it's a time to rest, not only time to rest, but a time to strategize, to plan, to recharge, to assess wherever we are. I'm one of the most blessed times that I've had is, you know, when I have the periods where nothing much is going on, you know, what I do is I try to take a step back and reassess, you know, where I am and where I want to be headed. Where do I want to go? Where do I go from here? And I think that happens, you know, that happens to all of us at times. We just need to just kind of pull back and kind of take a breath. Take a deep breath and wait a minute. Say, okay, this is how far we've got. you know, we got to this point. Now, let's refocus, let's recharge. Where does God want to take us? And sometimes, you know, we just, you know, it's a good time also when maybe Dollar Bill to us that maybe we need to go in another direction. Maybe we need to go, you know, do some things differently. I think one of the things with American society is you have to be busy all the time. You know, inactivity, frenetic activity, you know, here, there, you know. But sometimes you have to take time, take a rest. Not only, what I mean by rest is you have to kind of don't get caught up in all the excitement and everything. You know, because there comes a time when you're going to run out of fuel, as I like to say. You know, like a car. You know, when a car doesn't have any gas, it isn't going to run. And when the human runs out of gas, you know, he or she can't really contribute the way they would like to. So it's good to pull back. It's not a bad thing at all. Sometimes you need to take a rest. As a trans person, I've had to do that a number of times because I wanted to assess where I was and where I needed to go. And I can imagine a person who's knows, you know, maybe got that type A personality, always gotta go, go, go. But sometimes you have to, you know, sometimes you have to kind of pull back. You know, or take a break and say, ooh, wait a minute. And there's no shame in that. See, one thing about Jesus, you know what he's doing? Run. No. So what? And what? Run to kind of pull away. As I mentioned earlier, always interested in what he went up to the mountains. And he did this fairly often. After a 3 days. But he knew what he had to do. He knew that there was more work ahead. He knew what lay ahead for him, for himself. Sometimes we get to sit back and kind of reassess. Because it made him know that there may be more ahead, more work ahead. You know, think about, you know, maybe some of you out there are activists. Some of you out there are taking care of, you know, loved ones who may be ill or invalid, or, you know, taking some care of somebody who's really sick. One thing I have in my mind, you know, maybe some of you may not know, I write poetry and I've done some spoken word. You know, it's really exciting when people enjoy it, listen to your work, you know, enjoy it. I just pray that people are touched by it. You know, I'm no star or anything. I never desired to be. But even with that, you know, I don't wanna get caught up in all the hoopla and all the notoriety and all that. That's not important. To me, the most important thing is a person who's touched. That person who's encouraged, that person people could say, oh, there's someone out here who knows how I feel. There's someone out there like me, just like me. And maybe someone needs that work. Someone needs that, something like that to be encouraged. Now, we're pretty sure that Jesus did encourage the disciples. Those who go further along, he did a miracle. He did about 5,000. And then he asked them, what do the people say about them? What do they think? He asked the disciples, what do the people think who he is? But even when they were Jews, Jesus is still instructed. They weren't out on the road. They were still being instructed. What I come away from the story is that God knows what's ahead. He knows what lies ahead. He knows what we need. He knows where we need to go. Most important of all, we pray to Him. He give us strength and courage. Because as you know, just like any day, one day is different than the other. When Jesus went out, we went to different towns. Each town you will meet something that's different. You might go to one town that's, you might have gone to one town that was pretty receptive. You might have gone to another town that was not receptive. That's why it's so important to pray about different things. When you go through your day, when you have another challenge in front of you. As a person of trans experience, I don't know what's going to lie ahead, but God knows. But I can rest in Him, He knows that what lies ahead. And where God's brought me now, He has me in His hand. And I'd like to thank you once again for another episode of Genevieve's Gems. And I hope this subject has helped somebody. And I look forward to getting together again on our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.